Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
It's the day after the State of the Union, and that means that tucked into the opinion section of newspapers across the country, you'll find cartoons of President Trump at the podium, some emphasizing his looks, some poking fun at his remarks, and others focusing on his tense relationship with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Editorial cartoonists have a long history in this country. The earliest political caricatures date back as far as the 18th century, but the job is changing, and the people with the pen are also changing.
The speed and the rapidity and the very few people between me and publication has just changed dramatically.
That's Signe Wilkinson, a Pulitzer Prize-winning editorial cartoonist and my former colleague at the Philadelphia Inquirer and the Daily News. She started off by telling me what the process of political cartooning was like in the past and how much it's shifting today.
I would come in, draw off of the news that I read in the newspaper. I gave it to someone who would take a photo of it. Somebody else would take a Velux of that, give it to the layout people who would lay it onto a page, which would be photographed, and sent to the printing presses. And it would not be out, obviously, until the next morning. And I would send it out via fax or mail through my syndicate around the country, who would get it days later. So, like last night, which was the State of the Union address, I drew during the State of the Union, tweeted them out before the talk was over. Uh-huh. And then today I'm drawing one of the images, which will be in the paper and online and on our site tomorrow.
You're like live sketching events as they happen sometimes. I mean, that's what you were doing last night, essentially.
Correct.
What about the political climate when you first started? Was the craft more or less partisan than it is now, or is it the same?
People ask that a lot, and it just depends what you mean by partisan. But when you're talking about a good editorial cartoonist, that person usually has a very strong point of view. Maybe it's a moderate point of view, but usually it is on one side, left or right, consistently. It's not that you can't criticize the other side or don't criticize the other side, but each cartoonist has a point of view, just like writers, you know, commentators usually have a strong point of view.
There are so few newspaper political cartoonists now. And one thing that you do is you don't just talk about Trump and national politics, but you're also drawing and opining on issues related to Philadelphia, where you live and work. And I'm wondering what the loss of political cartoonists means for those local civic conversations in newspapers throughout the country.
Well, in my opinion, it's a total disaster, of course. So all newspapers and websites should have a local cartoonist. But it's true. I mean, my cartoons used to really be parts of the conversation in Philadelphia, and they still are to a certain degree. We just had a big indictment of a local political figure, and I've already done two cartoons on that, and I'll do more.
Signe, you were actually the first woman to receive a Pulitzer for your editorial cartoons. What's been the experience of being a woman in this field and that obviously has been dominated by men? And I'm wondering if that's changing.
I think it's changing. It's unfortunately right now for the kind of job I used to have. I'm on contract now. I used to do six cartoons a week. I only do four right now. But full-time editorial cartoonists are not, it's not a growing profession, mm-hmm. to say the least. So there isn't opportunity so much in that traditional model for new people to come in, whether they're male or female or minority or white or whatever. That's not where new visual social commentary is taking place.
Back in June, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette cartoonist Rob Rogers was fired after publishing a cartoon that was critical of Trump. Is there a line in political cartoons?
Well, that's not the line, I think. What happened to Rob is he got a new publisher, and the publisher had a different point of view than the previous editorial point of view of the newspaper, and he moved to change that editorial point of view throughout the paper. From what I understand from Rob and elsewhere, the publisher said, you can stay if you draw cartoons that I like. And Rob, to his great credit, said, no, I can't do that. So he was out of a job. They have hired a cartoonist who is more in line, apparently, with the publisher's point of view. And as they say, the person who owns the presses gets to pick the cartoons. Mm-hmm. So that's what happened to him. In the past, it's been my experience that newspapers generally hire cartoonists who are vaguely in line with what the paper's point of view is. So a cartoonist can do a variety, you know, can just go ahead and cartoon without feeling like they're always at war with the publisher.
Sure. The other threat to cartoonists is violence. I mean, people remember the attack on the French satirical newspaper Charlie Hebdo in 2015 over a cartoon. Did that moment change the way you think about your work or the way you handle yourself when you're doing your work?
Not really. I really do believe, despite everything in the United States, that we have a great deal of freedom of speech, and generally speaking, that's been respected. I mean, with the gun situation the way it is, no one is safe after an argument. But I have felt, particularly after the Danish cartoons in 2005, I was on some public panels at the University of Pennsylvania and the Free Library of Philadelphia that were open to anybody, and there were not armed guards at the door. And I did feel nervous going up and being on stage in front of, you know, several hundred people, and anyone could have walked in. But it's free speech. You do take some risks. And I certainly haven't taken the same kind of risks as what the Danish cartoonists and certainly Charlie Hebdo cartoonists and editors suffered. That was a total tragedy.
Signe, do you still love your job and want to keep doing it for as long as you can do it?
Well, there are days.
Well, everybody's days. But in general, I mean, do you feel blessed to be doing this thing?
Well, it is. It's such a privilege. I mean, honestly, it's sort of like art therapy, to be frank. You know, you get up, you have your coffee, and instead of just grinding your teeth and having to go book a psychiatrist, I can go up to the drawing board and draw away all my irritations with the world. And I hope that, you know, some of them hit receptive audiences and people like them, and that they become part of the conversation. And that, you know, it's really fun, actually.
Signe Wilkinson is a Pulitzer Prize-winning editorial cartoonist. You can find her work at the Philadelphia Inquirer and the Philadelphia Daily News, and also on Twitter. Thank you so much, Signe.
Thank you, Matt. It was a pleasure.